Your Bibles, turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Excuse me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. But there's still some that those right there. Because I'm sure I'm going to spill water on something tonight if I'm not careful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm sorry. I think I said chapter 1, but it's chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 11. See, I knew there was a 1 in there somewhere. 2 Thessalonians, by the way, if you missed this morning's sermon, do me a favor, it'll be online Tuesday. You need to hear it. It's one of those sermons that you probably ought to listen to every couple months just to listen to it. It'll help you. It's not a sermon I enjoy preaching, but it's one that we need from time to time. Those kind of sermons wear me out emotionally. They're hard on me, but we need those every once in a while. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Let's read this passage responsively. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as at the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know whatso withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Hang on, my page got stuck there. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And let's finish on verse 11 together. Ready? And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And let's pray. Holy Spirit, please help us to discern the scriptures right tonight. We need you. Lord, our country needs you. We don't realize how important each and every human being is to you and to the cause here on earth. I pray that you'd burn it deeply within us tonight, please. In Jesus' name, amen. As is true every 4 years in America, we stand at another crossroads with an election. This may be the most important election in our generation. Matter of fact, maybe the most important election in my lifetime, just to be flat honest with you. I will say no candidate is ideal. But by the way, never has been one that's ideal. We say, well, we don't have much to choose from. Well, you look back over the last 50 years, there's not been a whole lot to choose from for a lot of them. And by the way, the best of them are still sinners. So let's not get so wild about that, but I will say this, and I will be cautious as a preacher. I can't stand and promote any one candidate and say this is who you should vote for. But I can say this, there's one that will attack the fundamental Christian rights, and we will lose more rights in Christianity than the other one would cause us to lose.
Yes, sir, that's right.
There's one that will preserve our ability as Christians a little longer than the other. I would say it's the one wearing the breeches, but she's wearing breeches too. All right? Now, it's our privilege to vote. Let me say that again. It's our privilege to vote. We all need to vote. If you're of voting age, I think you ought to vote. I think you ought to be intelligent about how you vote, not just go say, well, I don't know nothing, I'll just go pull the lever. I think we ought to study a little bit and know a little bit more. But may I say this, there's more to voting than just the presidential election. There's local elections, there's state elections, there's national things on the ticket as well. It's more than just, there's sheriff and there's all kinds of different things. There's more to it than just the beast and the false prophet, all right? And I'll let you decide who's who, all right? Now, I also think that you got to realize there is no such thing as necessarily having a fundamental Christian in office in every office. All right? Do I wish we could find somebody that lines up real close to that book right there, would follow that book? Yeah, I wish we could, but who's running?
Right.
I think people make a mistake when they say, well, I'm just not going to vote because it would be against my principles to vote this person in. Well, is it for your principles to let the person they're running against in? Sometimes you have to take the lesser of the evils, and I understand that. Now, we do have one who will attack Christian principles, Christian ethics, and the ability for Christianity to prosper. We have one candidate who's already said that she's working towards getting churches to lose their 501c3 status. You don't understand what that all means, but it's not good. It's government control of church. Now, I've heard so many people in recent days and weeks express their fear and panic and even distress. What will happen if so-and-so gets in? Well, people seem to be, and I'm going to use a word here, shook up. Not the Elvis kind either. All right? but I will say this, it has a way of shaking you. I remember back in the 1990s after, when the first Clinton ran for president, I remember when he got in and how just almost devastated I was. I thought, that's it. Country's going to go to Hades in a handbasket in a hurry. Well, we're still here. Now, things went down, morally for sure. But guess what? Kings rise up, kings sit down, and the world keeps ticking on.
Yes, sir.
We have to realize something. The potential of this outcome of this election should not shake us too much. Matter of fact, our world's a mess. Is it really going to matter a ton if the worst gets in? Now, I'm going to show you something here. And by the way, I think we ought to vote as good as we can. I think we ought to get the best of what we got. But I want you to notice something. Look at verse number 2 in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want to show you something that is just sweet to me. That you be not soon shaken in mind,
yes,
or be troubled. Neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as at that day of Christ is at hand. Now, I want you to notice something. God says, when these times come, don't get so shook up. Don't be quick to be troubled and shaken and fear. Can I tell you something? If the worst outcome takes place, guess what? We're still dying and going to heaven someday.
Amen.
Heaven's still our future home if we're saved. We might go a little faster in the rapture. She might speed it up. Amen? Today, I want to give you hope and encouragement and excitement. This is not going to be a negative sermon, but I feel it's time for us to say a few things. We have to realize something. We are closer to the return of Jesus Christ at the rapture than any other time in history.
Amen.
I'm not prophesying. But I will say this, we're a day closer than we were yesterday.
That's right.
It's not a trite statement to say we're closer than we've ever been. The apostles at Transfiguration in Acts chapter 1 were standing there looking up, waiting for him to come back right away. And the angel said, why stand you here gazing? Get out there and do what he told you to do. They thought he was coming right back like he did at the resurrection.
They were looking for him after he went up in Acts chapter 1. We're over 2,000 years closer.
Yes, sir.
Or right at 2,000 years closer. Can I tell you something? We're closer than we've ever been. And God told us there's certain things that are going to take place before the Lord comes back, and many of those things are in place. Israel is in place. Everything is in place with the nation of Israel. You have the aligning of the nations in the East and in the European Common Market. You have you laugh at me, but you've heard me say, "Watch China, watch Russia, watch some of these other countries, Syria, watch Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq." You say, why? Because those all are part of Bible prophecy setting up for the tribulation.
Yes, sir.
Watch out for, what's the United Nations?
I'm going to make a prediction. And by the way, your president has the United Nations here in our country watching the polls. Your current chief administrator probably will end up in a very high-level UN position, if not taking over the UN when he leaves the United States office. Mark my words. He's not going to sit on the Supreme Court. He's going for the United Nations. I said 8 years ago, he's not smart enough to be the Antichrist, but he sure could be the forerunner for him. I have no doubt about it. He's evil. Now, can I tell you something? We're closer to the rapture.
Amen.
We are. I believe it'll happen in our lifetime.
Amen.
I really do. We're that much closer. Just keep looking up. Keep listening for the trumpet. Amen.
Amen.
Make sure things are in order because you're going up. Now, that doesn't mean go into debt so that everybody's got to pay for it. Not making a prediction that it's going to happen on this date. I'm not Harold Camping. You know, that rascal's made like 37 predictions, and every one of them been wrong, and people go to jail every time that he makes a prediction because people are stupid. Now, no matter the outcome, no matter how good or how bad, either way, the Lord's coming back. One might seem to speed it up over the other, but it really wouldn't be sped up. God knows the time and the hour, and he's ready for it. Now, no matter how much we can't figure out how stupid the American people are for what we're putting in office, Jesus is coming. I'm going to tell you something. This thing that just came out in the last 48 hours with the FBI going to Congress, opening the case again against a certain candidate for president is huge.
Yes.
Unprecedented. It has nothing to do with what the press is telling you, just so you know.
Right.
They're setting it up to where she'll go to jail if she's defeated and she can be impeached before she takes office. She's guilty of thousands of crimes. Felony crimes. And this is the bombshell. Welcome to the October surprise. I don't think the other candidates, the next pope either. It's far from it. But I will say this. We got a better shot with that one. Well, even the Republicans are against him. Can I tell you why? The establishment's against him. He's for term limits.
Yeah.
That'll get rid of a lot of corruption we have in our government.
That's right.
Politics was never intended to be a career.
That's right.
Never. Serve your time, get out. We could save the American economy an awful lot of money by cutting these rascals' pensions.
Amen.
Shouldn't get a pension for being in politics. Oh, by the way, have you heard? For the first time in history, Obama's mother-in-law is going to receive $160,000 salary for the rest of her year because she took care of the grandkids in the White House. And we're paying for it. Yeah, Mama's going to get $160,000 a year salary because she took care of the first children. Guess who's footing the bill? We are. Welcome to Dirty Politics.
That's right.
Now, no matter the outcome of the election, in a little over a week, we're going to be closer to Jesus than we were today. When Tuesday night or Wednesday morning or whenever they decide who's going to, you know, I'd love to be a fly on the wall if she loses and she has to call Trump. I wonder if she'll even do it. But I sure would love to have somebody tape that one, wouldn't you? It sure would be fun. Now, I don't want you shaking if you wake up Wednesday morning and find out that Bill and Hillary are back to the White House. I don't want you shaken if you find out the other one's there. Now, let me tell you this. We need to all do our best to help preserve our freedoms. But may I say this, one election isn't going to destroy our country any more than any other one election.
That's right.
We are destroying ourselves. We don't need, it's not the White House, it's your house.
That's right.
It's my house.
Yes.
It's the church house. Now, I got about three or four things I want to give you here, and we'll go eat food. Amen. Number one, God told us it would get worse before the rapture. God told us it was going to get worse before the rapture. If you take your Bible and turn to, let's see here. I didn't even write those verses down. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, just a few pages over from where you're at. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me read you some things here and see if it sounds like our society today. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Selfish. Covetous. Gotta have this. Boasters. Proud. blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. That's same-sex marriage. Truce breakers. False accusers. That's the press. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Bet you there's more people in football stadiums and a baseball stadium today than there were in churches.
That's right.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power of thereof, from such turn away. Now, God said that's what's going to happen in the last days. Does it sound pretty familiar?
Yes. Yep.
So it's going to get worse before it gets better. The very nature of evolution is stupid.
Yeah. Evolution says everything is in a process of change, of getting better. But did you know that the laws of thermodynamics and everything else, everything is in a process of dying, not getting better?
That's right. Okay.
Did you know the older you get, the better your body doesn't get?
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Fred? You know, when you get to his age, if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't work. And then the pacemaker makes the garage door go up and down. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It doesn't get better. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter how much health food you eat. It doesn't matter how much you exercise. Now,
I'm for eating healthy. I'm for exercising. I'm for all those things. You can do as much as you want. I do as much as I want. Well, I do a lot of the eating part. But let me say this. It really doesn't matter. Did you know healthy people die too?
Yeah. Right.
None of us are going to make it out alive. We're not getting better.
No, sir. Right.
We are not getting... As you age, your body doesn't get better. Matter of fact, some of us, our minds don't get better. Some of you are about ready to hide your own Easter eggs this year.
Yes.
You're going to have to draw a map and decide where you put them. And then you're going to have to draw a map to remember where you put the map. Sound familiar? All right. Yeah. God told us that it was going to get worse before it gets better. Here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 11, it says, it talks about with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most of what's taught in the public school system is a lie. It is a lie of the American culture that you can decide if you're a man or a woman.
That's right.
Folks, when you was hatched, they looked at you and said, boy or girl. There's certain plumbing that tells you which is which. When your birth certificate doesn't say to be determined later. When you go out in the field and there's cows out there, it just takes one look to figure out, is it a bull or is it a cow?
Right.
It doesn't take real long to figure it out. You know, we can tell the difference in an animal. By the way, people are not animals, they're people.
That's right.
We're not mammals like the evolutionists want you to believe. You're a person.
Amen.
That's why you can't use animal blood to help people.
Right.
And you can't use people blood to help animals. And you can't cross cat blood and dog blood.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Nope.
Did you know they can draw your blood and tell whether you're a man or a woman?
That's right.
When they draw your blood and they do the blood test, they don't say, well, we have to go ask the person we got it from to find out what they are. It'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before some man walks into the bathroom with my wife or my daughter. I don't care how it wiggles or if it's got a purse. It's waiting outside the door.
That's right.
Folks, we're coming to a pretty nasty society. How in the world could somebody run for president that's lied as badly as one of the candidates that's running right now? Lied before Congress, lied to the FBI, lied to the American people. People have been killed by her for generations. Go all the way back to Whitewater. Ken Starr. Back in the 80s and 90s. See, they have a history. And I'm not for what Mr. Trump said, but her husband's guilty of doing what he talked about. And she was aiding him, and she was attacking the very people that he was doing it with, and have shut them up for all these years. Now, God said people are going to be lovers, love pleasure and pleasing self over truth. You know, people don't want to hear the truth. If you speak the truth, you offend me. Now, wait a minute. That word offend is a strong word today. I'm offensive in my preaching to most people. But I don't give a rip, because I'm going to tell you the truth, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
It is what it is. I didn't write it. I just got to preach it. Now, wait a minute. Everybody gets offended. The sodomites get offended. Well, I'm offended at them.
That's right. Amen.
Well, you Christian straight people have had it long enough. It's time for us to have it. That's wicked as hell.
That's right.
This, and anybody here that knows me, you know there's not a drop of racism in my blood. But this Black Lives Matter stuff is wicked as hell.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
That's right.
It's It's not because it's black people. There's a lot of innocent black people getting sucked into this mess.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
These protesters and rioters don't even live in the towns. They're being bought off and shipped there.
That's right.
To stir everybody up. It's the black Muslims and it's the Muslim culture going against Christianity in America. It's the old Black Panthers, for some of you old-timers. When you see this or this, that's the old Black Power Panthers. It's the black Muslim movement. That's what that is. All their signs, when they flash that symbol, it is the black Muslims, anti-God, anti-Christianity people.
I'm not afraid of it. They're the ones doing it, not me.
Right.
Who in the world ever thought that they would legalize marijuana?
Exactly.
The ones that are legalizing it are the ones that smoked it in the 60s and are now in office today.
That's right.
Who would have ever thought murdering a baby would be legal? They call it abortion. $43 million babies have been aborted since 1972. Just in America. You realize if those 43 million babies would have been allowed to grow up and pay taxes, America's economy would be a whole lot better off?
Yes. That's right.
Can I tell you something? Don't get shook up so easily. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
He told us it was going to get this way.
That's right.
He said it's going to be as in the days of Noah and as in the days of Lot.
That's right.
So he told us it was going to get worse before it gets better.
That's right.
Number two, we need to live right no matter the outcome.
Yes, that's right.
I'm for exalting the position of president whether you respect the person in office or not. I don't have a whole lot of use for the current resident of the White House.
Amen.
But if I met him, I would treat him with the utmost respect.
Amen.
I would. By the way, I've prayed for him, have you? And I didn't pray for God to kill him either. Because I'm not sure that Joe Biden is any better. God have mercy. You know, did you know that no political position has ever decided right and wrong for God?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. All the way.
We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it talks about those who, verse 4, who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God. Many of our politicians have exalted themselves above all that is called God.
That's right.
Nancy Pelosi. Hmm. Others. Harry Reid. We got some Republicans in there that are no better.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Who's the idiot from Kentucky? Senator. It's gone all of a sudden. Then you got Mitch McConnell. John Bonier. These guys, the only reason, when you say, well, I just got to keep going. I could get stuck there. These guys are idiots.
Yes,
the trouble is they want the power.
Yep,
they don't want to do what's right. They want the power.
Want the power.
That's why term limits would... And by the way, I'm for term limits on dog catcher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for term limits on sheriff. I'm for for term limits on mayors, especially in Martinsburg. I'm for term limits on every political position. You say, why? Because it's an act of service and it was not intended to be a career.
Right.
And when somebody is in that position too long, it corrupts itself. And that's why we have the amount of corruption we have in politics today. It's amazing. Congress voted for term limits on president, but they won't vote for term limits on themselves.
Why.
They want the power. I think there ought to be term limits on the Supreme Court.
Yes,
that's
right. Yep. I think every position that serves the people ought to have term limits. Boy, that's a good statement. Now, we need to live right no matter the outcome. God says the world is going to believe strong delusion. And may I say this, our world is more delusional than it's ever been.
That's right.
My grandparents and my great-grandparents, they'd have marched into D.C. and shot a couple people by now. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There is no way. Even my liberal ancestors wouldn't have put up with what we got now. I'm going to make a statement here that might make some of you mad, but go do your homework. John Kennedy is more conservative than the conservatives are today, and he was considered a staunch liberal.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
I don't mean this the wrong way, but Jimmy Carter's looking better and better every day. That's pretty bad. At least he was just dumb. Let's face it. What we call conservative today is more liberal than liberalism was 50 years ago.
Ronald Reagan was probably the best president of the 20th century.
Yes. Right.
And I don't agree with a lot of what he did. But he did bring morality back. He did bring the economy back. Folks, as stupid as evolution is, trickle-up economics is as stupid as evolution.
Yes,
I don't mean this unkindly, but an unemployed poor person has never employed anybody. How could their money trickle up? Well, the upper 10%. The upper 10% pay 98% of the taxes in America today. The upper 2% pay 56% of all taxes in America today.
Welcome to reality.
Yep. I talked to a man this week. His business is going to pull in $13 million in the next year. You realize that he has to pay 65% tax on that? You do the math. 65% of $13 million. That's about $9 million. It means he makes $4 million. And the government made $9 million. And you call that fair?
Nope.
I don't. He has to employ people. He doesn't make that. That's not all profit, but he has to pay. He'll be in the 65% tax. By the way, during the depth of the Depression, FDR, do you know what the tax rate on was for anybody that made over $1 million in America? It was 92%. We're headed that way. Rob from the rich and give to the poor. Give the president a green suit and pointed ears and call him Robin Hood. Good night. Society is totally delusional to accept the filth of our culture today.
Yes,
right. Please don't get mad at me. We live in a different culture here. But do you know that if somebody would have told my grandparents that we came from monkeys, they would have put the teacher in jail? I'm not kidding. They would have taken the teacher and taken the teacher to jail. They really would have. Did you know there was no such thing as evolution till the 1860s? Concept hadn't even been thought of. And the communists grabbed onto it.
Yep.
And the God-haters grabbed onto it as a science to get rid of Christianity. That's all it is. It gets rid of creation. Now,
look at verse number 9. I'll hurry up here. Verse number 9, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 9. Even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Whose name could you put right there? Power. That's what's up for grabs this next week. It's power. Lying wonders. Whatever it takes to get in office. Whatever it takes to get in office. Whatever it takes to get a position. Whatever it takes to get a promotion, whether I'm telling the truth or not. And I gotta hurry. I want to get you out early tonight. Lastly, we must be as righteous as we can no matter what society does. My Bible says in the book of Proverbs, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Yes,
sir. Okay. Righteousness exalts a nation. Not rock music.
Right.
Not rap music.
Nope.
Not the drug culture.
Yep.
Not the alcohol. Not the filth of our society. That doesn't exalt a nation. Righteousness exalteth a nation. America was at her greatest when she was in revival and living for God. We were at the peak of the Industrial Revolution when we were living for God. The greatest years of productivity in America was while Christianity was as strong as it's ever been in any country. And by the way, I blame the preachers, not the politicians. Matter of fact, God said he'd be more tolerant with Sodom and Gomorrah than he would our generation. When God was about ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was in Sodom, and Abraham said, God, would you spare Sodom for 50 righteous people? He said, sure would. You go find them. He came back and said, God couldn't find 50. Would you settle for 40? He said, I will. Couldn't find 40. Came back and said, God, would you settle for 30? I would. Couldn't find 30. Got all the way down to 10. He said, God, would you spare Sodom for 10 righteous people? He said it would. God couldn't, or Abraham couldn't find 10 righteous people in the entire land.
That's it.
He said, tell Lot and his family to get out of there. By the way, there was probably more than 10 in Lot's family. Matter of fact, Lot's wife, and only two of his daughters got out alive. But God was willing to spare the country of Sodom, the land of Sodom, for 10 righteous people. Wonder how many it's going to take for America.
Right.
Instead of us complaining and whining and crying about it, why don't we just step up and live righteous?
Right.
Why don't we quit complaining about what the press records and let's live righteous?
Amen.
God will spare our country for righteousness. It is the lack of righteousness. It's not the presence of sin. Did you hear that? Did you know even if you lived a sinless life, you couldn't die and go to heaven? You have to have the righteousness of God added to your life. According to Romans chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, they going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. We have to submit to the righteousness of God because it's not just the lack of sin, it's the presence of righteousness. Not only are we sinners, we're all unrighteous. Romans 3:10, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But verse 23, what is it? For the wages of sin is death? No, but wait a minute.
Man, all of a sudden I had a brain hiccup and I can't even quote it. 3:23, hang on here. No, for all the sin come short of the glory of God. Talks about that everybody is unrighteous. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's it. That's 3:10. I got them mixed up, didn't I, Brother Gus? Romans 3, there it is. Verse 10, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Notice, there's sin and there's none righteous. It's both. I knew I'd get it in there somewhere. I just got the wrong addresses, but I had the right house. Amen?
Now, wait a minute. It's not just the presence of sin, it's the lack of righteousness. And it's not just the lack of sin, it's the lack of righteousness. That's why when you get saved, the righteousness of God is imputed to your account. See, the moment you trust Jesus Christ, not only is your sin washed away, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ is added to you. That's why he came and lived for 33 and a half years here on earth. If he only had to wash your sin away, he could have come and died at Calvary the same day. But he came and lived a sinless, righteous life for 33 years for the righteousness of man. It took all of that righteousness for us to be able to get to heaven. So that God could impute all of the righteousness of Jesus Christ to our account so that we could go to heaven. It's not just that we're sinners. It's that we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And it takes both of those for salvation. Everybody understand that? And by the way, I'm not adding works to anything. You get those by getting saved.
Yes.
He washes the sin away and adds the righteousness all in one dose.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It happens all at one time. You don't have to ask for them independently, and that's what it's all about. So God says that righteousness exalteth a nation. So what's our mission? We need to be out winning people to Jesus Christ. Greatest thing you could do for your country is be a soul winner. Get your converts to church. Get them under the right kind of preaching. Get them under the right kind of truth so that they can change their life and they become righteous so we can spare our nation. I go back to what I said three or four times already. I blame the preachers in our country more than the politicians. Got a bunch of spineless wiggle worm preachers with a rope for a backbone that are afraid of losing offering and afraid of losing a crowd instead of preaching the truth. Right. Preach the truth. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hello. We're not supposed to be afraid to preach the truth. The fact that these churches are as stinking liberal as they are today proves what I'm talking about. There's no righteousness in America. We're afraid to stand up for what's right. I gotta quit. God says, don't be soon shaken. On November 9th, when you wake up, no matter who's in office, don't get all shook up. Because at worst case, we're about 8 or 9 days closer to the rapture than we were before. Folks, it's not going to be long. Let's just live as righteous as we can. Let's live as right as we can. Let's do our best. Let's reach everybody with the gospel that we can, and we'll see what God can do. But don't get all shook up. Don't let the politics of things scare you. Don't let what the press say scare you. Isn't it amazing? You can turn on any news you want and most of it is almost verbatim. It's being directed by politics. And I hate to tell you this, Fox News isn't a whole lot better. It really isn't. Say, what do you believe in the press? Whatever they don't say. Whatever they tell you, believe the opposite, you're probably closer to being right. I heard Hillary's up by 11 points. That's what they want you to believe. But if you looked at what happened over the weekend, you found out she's down to 4-point lead at best. Sure. See, the closer you get to the election, the closer you get to the truth, because then everybody's going to find out the press was wrong all along. Yep. And they can't be wrong because they're the press. Before Tuesday next week gets here, it's going to be an even race. It's going to be close, which means the other guy's probably ahead. Because they're too stubborn to tell you.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? Trump can go to a rally and have 30,000 people. They can't get everybody in. He's speaking to 25,000 inside, 5 or 10,000 outside waiting to get in. Mm-hmm. Hillary was in Florida this week, had 30 people show up. And half of them walked out while she was talking. She can't fill a room. She can't draw flies. And I'm not going any farther with that statement. I'll let you draw your own assessment to that. Look where she speaks. Hardly anybody's there. There's more people behind her than she's talking to. Well, you can't tell us that everybody in his crowd's going to vote for him. Well, why else would they be there?
Right.
I'm just telling you, don't believe anything the press says. Matter of fact, whatever they tell you, believe the opposite.
Amen.
You're going to be closer to being right. I promise you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. First of all, you have to be righteous. You have to be saved. Who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I am 100% sure I'd go to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Folks, it's our job to not get shaken. To live right, live by the book, live righteous, and help our country.